League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, the 4th of December. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. French luxury brand, part of Stellantis, DS, will launch the all-electric flagship. Not called the DS8 E-Tense, but rather the DS number 8, as in N... and then the superscript lowercase o that looks like a degrees symbol, and then a numerical 8. They say that this signifies more luxury, like a diamond point representing elegance, rather than just calling it the number 8. Okay, well, we'll go with that. But I think the headline of it actually is 466 miles of range from the big 100 kilowatt hour battery, or a WLTP range of 750 kilometers. There's 50 of the pre-production units blatting around France right now doing their testing. Details on pricing that I can bring you as of today. For my US buyers, you're unlikely to get this one, by the way. And US Postal Service are next in the news, introducing their all-electric mail trucks. It's going down really well, or with the boys and girls who deliver your mail, by the way. These new trucks, all designed to deliver the mail with pure electric power. 70 miles of range, or 113 kilometers on these. That's because the average daily driving of the old trucks that had been around for about 30 years and had no safety staff, really bad for the people working in them. Too hot, too cold, very dangerous with the rear opening doors. Because they do 12 to 15 miles a day. So you don't need a bigger battery. But with side opening doors and 231,000 vehicles in the fleet, the US Postal Service is one of the largest civilian vehicle fleets in the world going all electric. Ford has launched the Puma Gen E, and it looks exactly like the combustion Puma, and that's a good thing. The Puma is the cheapest, I would say, non-MPV, non-van-y type thing that Ford UK actually sell now that the Fiesta is gone. I think the Puma's cheaper than the Focus. Can you still buy a Focus? And then it's going to look exactly like it, which is a good thing, I think. And also it's based in the same car. It'd be made in Romania, but the motors are made in Halewood here in the UK. The battery's 43 kilowatt hours net. Looking forward to when the likes of Björn Newland get to test this, because efficiency will be the key on this, and depending how it handles highway speeds and cold temperatures, it is a relatively small battery when you've got, and this is going to be on sale for like £34,000 or €37,000 in some spec in Germany. You know, that's up against the Kia EV3, but that's going to have an 81.5 kilowatt hour battery, knocking on the door of 400 miles, not the 226 miles. Yeah, that the select trim gets on the Ford Puma. So it'll all be key to see, you know, what Ford do in terms of monthly pricing on this. But this is exciting that the Puma is going all electric. The Puma is the number one selling passenger car in the UK, by the way, for Ford. And so to go electric is a really, really big deal today. Fourth EV from Ford, of course, Mustang Mach-E, Explorer, Capri, same car really. The Capri's like the Ford ID5 because it's built on VW stuff. But this is the combustion version of the car. So it's got all the good bits from the Puma, actually the combustion platform, like a big opening sunroof and like a steering wheel with proper buttons. And so none of that EV nonsense. And that's a good thing, by the way, because the VW MEB platform has been nonsense at times with the silly things on the steering wheel that you can't actually feel your way around. Now, third-party vehicle-to-load adapters are increasing for Tesla vehicles. Not many people know this, but a great Inside EV article today pointing out that the likes of the Vorti power adapter, which is $1,500, will get battery power out of a Tesla, because, you know, the power will flow both ways. E.ON did a bi-directional pilot saying that you could save up to €1,000 a year with using your
car, there's an energy store for homes, and the European Commission announcing yesterday an investment of 4.6 billion euros to promote and accelerate the use of EV batteries and cell production technology in Europe, and that's briefly.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.